My name is Rick Turner. I live in the city. I represent tonight the NAACP. As part of the official record tonight, I want to let you know that the Albemarle Charlottesville NAACP advises our members and friends not to participate in the protests on July 8th and August 12th. We wanted nothing to do with the activities downtown on either day, and we were very successfully stayed away from the ugly, dangerous scene. Nevertheless, because of these incidents, we now must consider the impact of recent protests on Charlottesville African-American children, youth, adults, and institutions. This raises a series of questions. Number one, how is it that the two African-American officials, City Manager Maurice Jones and Chief of Police Al Thomas, seem to end up as scapegoats because of these incidents? Number two, the City Council members, Virginia State Police officials, and the Governor of Virginia leave it up to these two mid-level city officials to form, implement, and carry out the Commonwealth of Virginia plan for handling neo-Nazis, the KKK, the alt-right, and counter-protesters in July and August. It's hard to imagine that these two mid-level city officials and the governor, the state police, and our city council, it's hard to imagine how to handle that they give these people the responsibility to handle the most dangerous groups in America. Yet, apparently, Mr. Jones and Mr. Thomas are being blamed. Apparently, Mr. Jones and Mr. Thomas are being blamed for decisions made by others. This sets a horrible example for children to see these men, their careers, and families destroyed. Yeah. Number three, why were the vicious battles between protesters allowed to continue for so long, while police officials literally stood by doing nothing? Four, how can hundreds of torch-wielding neo-Nazis, KKK, and alt-right protesters descend upon UVA campus without being found out or stopped by the coming weeks and months, as the protesters of the least among us, the NAACP will ask these and other very hard questions of city officials, state police officials, and the governor, as we carry out our duties to protect NAACP members and all citizens in the Commonwealth of Virginia.